Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Yotes, and we are talking about the seventh line with the words Tani Rabbi Yosi and Vilnitzer daf. It's on Tesva Vamad Aleph, a few lines up from the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Batsar Biyakam Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Olia. Now, all the way into yesterday's daf, we had mentioned when a baby boy misses his bris on the eighth day, it can be done during the day or even at night. However, now the Gemara tells us Tani Rabbi Yosi Kum Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yosi taught a prize in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Minayin L'chal Nimaylim Shalayu Nimaylim El Abiyayim. How do you know that any child getting bris mila is only allowed to have it happen during the day, even if he's past the eighth day? Tamalaymar ubayoyim, because the pasuk says ubayoyim with this extra vav, and that tells us it has to be during the day. However, Amar Rabbi Yechon asked him, Vyashkanzu, is this really a drasha? Is this something proper to say? We have a that tells us Komechiyave Tfilois, any woman that has to go to the mikvah because she's tamei for one reason or another, Tavin Kedarkon Biyoyim, they go to the mikvah like regular during the day. That's based off of Psukim that tells us that a woman immerses during the day, Chutz Menida Yoledes, except for a woman who's a Nida or a Yoledes, she had a baby, Shaina Tavelas El Balayla, she only goes to the mikvah at night, and that's also based off of a pasuk. However, Nida Shavar's Mana, if a Nida missed her time, she didn't have a chance to go to the mikvah that night. Tavela's bain by yom, bain by laila. She'd go to the mikvah both during the day and at night. So we see very clearly from his braisa that if somebody missed the time that they should be doing whatever it is they're supposed to do, they don't have to be makbid to do it in that particular time. They could do it some other time as well. Over here, we're talking about a nida going to the mikvah also during the day, and that should also apply to the baby. Even though he didn't have his bris on the eighth day, it could be done at night or also on any subsequent night. It doesn't have to be during the day. And Rosh Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Litzuroi, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Darshan to the people of Tzur, nida shavar zmano. If a nida missed her time, she did not immerse at night. Tavelas bein bayim bein balayla. She go to mikvah during the day and at night. However, Taman Amrin over there in Bavel, they say that in practice we don't do this. Afilo avar zmano, even if she missed her time, she didn't end up going to the mikvah at night when she was supposed to. She still has to go to the mikvah on a subsequent night, and she's not allowed to go during the day. Why is this? Mene chamos mene kalasa, because of her mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, they might see her going to the mikvah during the day, thinking that this is the proper time for her to go, and they might do so as well and run into major issues of kares because they're going to think they're tahar for their husbands and they're really not. So therefore, in Bavel, they say that a woman should always be going to the mikvah at night, even if she missed the proper time. However, we have a story that shows not like this. Isha Achaz Mishara Rusenu, there was a wife of one of our Rabbanim, Ro Isa Tevelas Kedarka Bayayim, they saw her going to the mikvah like regular during the day, and Nemar, they explained, Mubar Zman Isa. She must be a Mubar Zman, that she missed her time, and since she didn't go to the mikvah at night, she just went a day afterwards. Continue the discussion about Nida, Nida Shenensa Vatavla, a woman who accidentally immersed herself. For example, she's standing on a bridge and she falls off into the water. Baruch Hashem, she didn't drown, she was a good swimmer, but that means she ended up going to the mikvah. She immersed herself in water. So Shammai says b'shem Rav tahar lebeisa. She's tahar to her house, which means she's mutter to her husband now, because at the end of the day she did immerse in a body of water utmeila taharos. But she's tummy in regards to taharos. She's not allowed to touch or eat tahar food because there's a special chumra when it comes to taharos that she has to have kavana that she's going to be mitar herself, and so therefore in regards to taharos she's not considered tahar. However, Belazar says b'shem Ruchanina tmeya bein lebeisa bein taharos. She's tummy not only in regards to taharos but also to her husband, meaning she's not allowed to live with her husband. And umay taima, what's the source for this? That's because in regards to tzaras, the pasuk tells us v'chumas shenis v'taher, and the garment shall be washed a second time and it'll become pure. Now this tells us the ma'ar rishon ladas avashni ladas, just like the first time he had to immerse his garment that had to be done ladas, so to the second time has to be done ladas as well. And umay shoshan ladas, how do we know the first time has to be ladas? That's because the pasuk says v'tziva koin v'chibsoi, and the koin commands and it's immersed, and that tells us ladas, it has to be done ladas the koin. The koin says you must immerse this, and so we see it has to be done ladas. Now back to discussing Anita going to the mikvah during the day because she missed her nighttime immersion. V'chein chamin rabbanon mekadmin liibura. We see the rabbanon urge a woman to go to the mikvah as early as possible because of ibura, which means she missed her time. She was over. She passed by the time that she was supposed to go at night, so she should go during the day. And this is something the rabbanon would urge. And Rav Nachman explains b'shem Rav Mana mitzvah l'haktim. It's a mitzvah to go as early as possible kedei lazaris b'mitzvahs, in order to be full of alacrity in order to do mitzvahs. And now going back to discuss shemen sreifa, we had said in the Mishnah that when one is lighting their Shabbos licht, they are not allowed to use shemen sreifa, tamei truma oil. And now we continue discussing this. Bas Yisrael Shabbat Lahatik Mikoyhenes. If a Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish woman who's not a Koyhenes, is coming to light her lamp from a Koyhenes, Tavel Sasabsila Beshemin Srefu Madlakes, she could dip her wick in Shemin Srefa and Tommy Truma oil, and she could light it, and that's no problem. Even though she's not a Koyhenes, she still could use Tommy Truma oil. The question is, why is that? And the answer is, Yotasam Bez on top. Rav Chana says Beshemin Rabbianai, Shas Meshlacha Ze'evim Haisa. There was a time of Meshlacha Ze'evim where wolves were roaming around. It was very dangerous. You couldn't go outside without a light, and therefore the Chum were matir that a Bas Yisrael is allowed to use Tamei Truma oil if she needs to. And V'loy Amad Bezin Ubitel, Bezin wasn't Mevatel this. Even though this time period of Meshlacha Ze'evim, these wolves roaming around, passed, there were no more wolves anymore, still Bezin wasn't Mevatel this heter, and therefore, not just a Bas Yisrael, but any Yisrael is allowed to dip their wick in Tamei Truma oil to go back home. And where do we see the same concept? Kamad Tamar Taman, just like it said over there, Loy Amad Bezin Ubitel, Bezin didn't stand up and Mevatel it, V'koy Loy Amad Bezin Ubitel, so to over here, Bezin didn't stand up and Mevatel sprinkle it. This is referring to plowing a field on Shemitah. There was a certain takana that was made, and even though the reason for the takana was removed, they didn't remove the takana, and it's the same thing over here in regards to the oil. Continue to discuss Tamei Truma oil. Bakra Shel Kayin Shehaya Ovid Etzer Yisrael. The cow of a Kayin that's having work done with it by Yisrael, meaning the Yisrael is taking care of this cow. V'chein Kalev Shel Kayin Shehaya Nerag Etzer Yisrael. Also clothing of a Kayin that's being woven by Yisrael. Harei Ze Malak Al Gav of Shemen Sreifa V'Einu Chashesh. He's allowed to light a lamp of Shemen Sreifa over this, meaning while he's doing his work, and there's no problem because he's doing work for the Kayin. Furthermore, Yisrael V'Kayin Shehaya Shotim B'Chanos. A Yisrael and a Kayin that are partners in a store. M'mali Hu Yisrael Saner Shemen Sreifa. The Yisrael can fill up his lamp with Shemen Sreifa, Tamei Truma oil, Va'ayla B'Lalia, and go up to the attic to deal with stuff there, V'yari B'Lachanos, and come back down into the store and do stuff there. Las Yisrachav Shel Kayin, as long as he's doing that which the Kayin needs, Avaloy Tzrachav Shel Yisrael, but he's not allowed to do his own personal needs. But again, as long as he's doing things for the Kayin, even if the Kayin is not there, he's allowed to use Tamei Truma oil. Another din, Kayin Shabayitz Yisrael Las Sima Chashbain, if a Kayin comes to Yisrael to do some sort of calculations with him, maybe the Yisrael is his accountant, V'hidlik Al Gav Shemen Sreifa, and the Kayin lights a lamp of Shemen Sreifa. Even if the Kayin gets up and leaves, he walks out, he's finished his calculations, the accountant's done, wouldn't require the Yisrael to extinguish his lamp, he could just wait till it goes out on its own. And now we have a story, Rav Chananya bar Achbari, Rav Chananya bar Achbari, he would go and do work by Rav Chiya of Tzipairi's house, and Rav Chiya was a Kayin. Now when he would go back home, Rav Chiya would fill up a whole jug, meaning a whole lamp of Shemen Sreifa, for him to take back home. Ask the Kayin, V'lei Kentzavrana Meimar, Las Yisrachav Shel Kayin, Avaloy Tzrachav Shel Yisrael. Isn't the following what we thought to say? That Yisrael is only allowed to use Shemen Sreifa if he's doing the needs of the Kayin, but not his own needs. And over here, Rav Chananya Bar Achbari is going home, so he's not doing the needs of a Kayin anymore. And to this, Amrin, they said, D'loy Hava Avad Kayin, if he didn't do this, if he wasn't allowed to take this lamp back home, Lehav Asi, he wouldn't come in the first place. So that's considered like he's doing work for the Kayin, because going back home with this oil lamp is going to allow him to come in the first place. However, Tzavrana Meimar, they also thought to say, Matabese, that once he gets to his house, mitfila, he has to extinguish it, because now that he's home, he can't use the oil anymore. However, Amr Chanina says, I day can't have a shahar, while I day can't have a karatz. Because of this, he would wake up early, and because of this, he would stay late. In other words, since he had this oil lamp with Shemen Sreifa, he'd be able to stay late at his job by Reb Chiya's, and he'd be able to wake up early in order to come early to his job. And therefore, this entire Shemen Sreifa business is considered like he's doing work for the Kayin, even though he's not actually in Reb Chiya's house. Now we have a different discussion regarding this oil. Ada Shamasha, Ada, who is a servant of sorts, Shalor Reb Ami, he asked Reb Ami the following question. Begin da'na, tzavet psiltim in chayla. What about me that I dip a wick into chulin oil, meaning not truma oil? Am I allowed to now take that wick that has chulin oil soaked into it and put it into a lamp that has shemen sreifa? We're going to see a question later on regarding a lamp that's full of shemen sreifa. Is one allowed to pour chulin oil into it and have it be one big mixture and light it like that? Ada Shamasha's question is the other way around. Can I take a wick of chulin oil and dip it into a lamp that's full of shemen sreifa? Maybe that's considered like a big mixture and there's no problem. So Armalei told him, it's bottled to the psila, to the wick. All the chulin oil that's absorbed into the wick is bottled to the wick, and it's not considered like it's mixing with the shemen sreifa, so you're not allowed to do that. And Rabbi Yudim Apazi, Harli Inu the Bar Nechemi Kain, Rabbi Yudim Apazi, Paskin for the people of Bar Nechemi just like this. Now Rabbi Ami, not of psila, Rabbi Ami, who is Yisrael, would dip his wick into Tamei Truma oil, and he would walk home with it. And this is like the verse that we had at the end of the previous Amud, that a Bas Yisrael is allowed to dip her wick into Tamei Truma oil, as that's what Rabbi Ami did. However, Rabbi Laya, Loinas of psila, Rabbi Laya would not dip his wick into Tamei Truma oil. And the question is, doesn't Rabbi Laya agree to Rabbi Ami? Rabbi Ami is basing himself off of a brisa. So why did Rabbi Laya not agree to this? And the answer is that he actually had no problem using Tamei Truma oil. But it was a different issue. Chashash humishum gezel. His chashash was because of gezel. Because v'kulei min hadein shamasha v'beisei bizbizab hekdesha. Does the shamish, the servant of the house, have the kayach, have the right to be mevazvez, meaning to use or to waste all this Truma oil? In other words, the reason why Rabbi Laya didn't dip his wick into Tamei Truma oil is because the shamish, the servant of that house, meaning of the Kayin's household, was very free with giving out this oil to everyone, and so Rabbi Laya was afraid it was considered stealing, but not because there was some sort of isser with using the Tamei Truma oil itself. If he knew that there was no problem and the Kayin was okay with it, then he would dip his wick into the Tamei Truma oil. We have another question. Gamliel Zuga Shal Rabisi. Gamliel Zuga asked Rabisi, Ma'ol ha'is v'secha shemen chulin umadlik. Is a person allowed to add chulin shemen, regular oil, into shemen sreifa and light on Erev Shabbos? The Mishnah had said, no lighting shemen sreifa on Erev Shabbos, but what about if he mixes chulin oil into it? Would that now make it permitted? Chafam Rav on the top, the Gemara tells us, Amalei, he said, Loi tenor Rabbi Shai only taught, Ella in mechavin arsa l'matzoisai, the one is not required to clean it out or to squeeze it out. Literally, that's what l'matzoisai means. In other words, when a person has a nair which had shemen sreifa in it, he's allowed to pour regular oil in, and he doesn't actually have to wipe it completely clean from all the remnants of the shemen sreifa. But if he actually has has full out shemen sreifa inside, he can't just pour in a little bit of chulin oil and be able to light it in erev Shabbos. Now, Rav tells us, taught me, bas koin shahayso medes erev Shabbos of chashecha. We have a bas koin. She's standing erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. Ubi other ner, and she has a lamp in her hand. Ubesoichay shemen sreifa, and there's shemen sreifa inside. Hariz musavas soichay shemen chol kolshu. She could add even a little bit of chulin oil into it. Umad lekes, and she could light it on erev Shabbos. Now, Rav Zeira asked him, umahavative, what's his nature? Meaning, who is this Rav Yonasan ben Achmai? Is he someone whom we could rely on? So Rav responded to him, Adam Gadol Haya, he was a great man, Ubaki Mishnasenu Haya, and he was a real expert in our Mishnayas. And it appears Rav Chia, the Kvar Tachman, Kumi Rebbe, Rav Chia of Kvar Tachman, said this brass in front of Rebbe, Uminise Chakim, and he pointed him as a Chacham because of this, as we see that we could rely on these words of Rav Yonasan ben Achmai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.